Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of your airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. Though the general topic here tonight is government-run healthcare. And what we started out the show was a story from the UK where a former director of the National Health Service, which is their government-run healthcare program, has been allowed to die while she was waiting for surgeries that continued to be canceled and rescheduled, and, you know, bureaucratic delays essentially were happening, and they didn't even take care of their own. You'd think they would do a better job of taking care of their own bureaucrats, but no, they just let this lady die. And it's not an uncommon story where people are told that they have to wait to get the treatment that they want, the treatment that they need to save their lives. They're told that, well, get in line, because we only have so many doctors. We only have so many this. We only... It's because the government can't respond to consumer demand. The government doesn't have the access to the market signals that are necessary in order to allocate resources properly. This is part of what we talked about last hour.
They'll never get the signal. They'll never get it.
They can't possibly, because it's run by...
All the polls in the world, they won't tell them what the information they need to know. Why? Because polls... polls matter how they phrase them.
It's central control. I mean, it's just failure after failure over all of history. It should have been shown pretty clearly that centralization does not work. A group of bureaucrats cannot decide how to allocate resources like the market can, like different people competing against one another for your dollars can. Now, those people make mistakes, too, but it's all right. If they make a mistake, it's their investors that lose, not you and I.
Well, if for instance, it's a hospital and somebody dies, you can at least have a better chance of suing them. Everybody knows how difficult it is to sue the government.
Does everyone know that? I don't know if they realize that. It is incredibly difficult, if not impossible in many cases, to sue the state. They are immune from liability. You will not be able to, even if you can hold them responsible.
They don't have to pay for their own defense. You do.
Yeah, even if you could possibly sue them and possibly win, it won't be the doctor that's paying out. It'll be the state, and therefore the taxpayers that are paying.
Right.
So
talk about a disincentivized, weird system.
Let's go to your calls, your thoughts here. If you've got experience or anything you want to add into the healthcare discussion, you're certainly welcome to do so, or bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Ocean Beach, Delaware, where Richard is listening to WGMD-FM. Hello, Richard.
Yes, I'm here.
And you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I used to live in Washington, D.C., and I lived in, my next door neighbor was the, for NIH, she controlled all the funding for cancer research. And she died from cancer. And before she died, she got mad and she said, well, you know, we spend all this money and something was wrong with this picture.
Okay.
And I don't understand what it was.
What do you mean something was wrong with this picture?
Well, she was the one that controlled the purse strings for NIH. I mean, she was the grand person that took care of, you know, whatever funding went out for research and all this, and she got really mad. And before she died, I talked with her, and she said, you know, this is just such a joke. And it cost me my life, the cancer did. And she said, I can't do anything to help people. And she was the government person that controlled all the funding.
And are you
NIH.
Suggesting that, I guess I don't really get where you're coming from. Are you suggesting that, well, because she was so powerful in that particular area that she should have been better taken care of? Or what are you
getting
at?
No, what she was doing was she said there was no control.
There was no control.
All this money that went out, these millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, I mean, she lord it over millions of dollars going to research, to doctors, to John Hopkins.
Are you suggesting that she was saying it was all wasted, that it was not being allocated appropriately?
Well, there was no real research going on. There was a lot of money being spent.
That's got to be frustrating, and I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. It wouldn't surprise me if
you dedicate your life to the work, and then you see that it's for nothing.
Well,
That's tough.
A lot of these grants that are being handed out, these scientific research grants handed out by the federal government, they probably aren't the best research options. They're probably a lot of them are probably very, very wasteful. I'm not going to say that they're all that way, but
I think there needs to be competition. I don't know what it's like with the government grants and that kind of thing. I know a lot of people really support the idea of the government handing out money for research, but I've seen everything else gets delivered to us better, faster, and cheaper through the marketplace. It seems to me that science would operate best that way, too.
Let's talk to Howard, listening in Portland, Maine, to WGAN. Hello, Howard.
Hello, Ian and Mark. Welcome to Portland, Maine. I believe this is your first experience up here in this market.
I think technically we were on last weekend, but this is officially, I think, our first weekend. So hello and welcome indeed to you as well.
Well, I think we appreciate your opinion.
Well, apparently the first lady that called didn't. I don't know if you heard her. She was pissed.
I did hear her. She was upset about your topic. But I think it's a pertinent topic.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's definitely relevant. I think it's perhaps more important than Libya, you know, and some of the other topics, because it's very close to home. And but I don't necessarily agree with you. I listen to talk radio a lot, you know, all the name brand people, and I have for many, many years. And you tend to concentrate on the horror stories. And you tend to concentrate on the horror stories that you mentioned in England relative to the woman who was the director of the NHS, and she didn't get her, and the woman from Canada who called and talked about, you know, just one of your previous callers. But you don't concentrate on the people in the United States who are bankrupted because of what they have to pay for their health care. You don't talk about the people whose entire families are destroyed because of what health care costs them.
No doubt.
I think that's very important, Howard. I really do. And what we've tried to say here every single segment, please don't lump us in with other talk show. We aren't other talk shows.
This system sucks, and it is very expensive.
The United States system is messed up. The solution, we don't believe the solution is more socialism, because we already have more than a 50% socialized system. By that, I mean the government controlling the dollars being spent in it. So I think, it's my opinion, that because healthcare has become more expensive as the government has gotten more involved, that one can draw parallels there, and perhaps, like just maybe, you can make it less expensive by getting the government less involved.
Well, I'm a believer in a single payer. I'm an information technology person. I'm a computer geek.
Gotcha.
So what I'm aware of, Portland is a relatively small city. I mean, you know, we're talking 70 to 100,000 people in Greater Portland. I can point out to you in Greater Portland at least three or four companies that I'm familiar with, and all they do is crunch medical paperwork. There's no value to the economy.
I agree. This is because of the government regulations that force this paperwork.
No. It's because of the paperwork that is forced by the free market.
No, there is no free market, sir.
No.
No, there is no free market. I'll tell you what, we'll bring you back here if you want to stick with us to talk about this, because it sounds like you're pretty well informed on this issue, and you certainly are impassioned about it, and I appreciate people with passion. So if you can, stick with us. Can you do that?
Yes.
All right, more with Howard in a moment here at 800-259-9231. Sorry, it's not a free market. We can talk about that in a moment as well. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for Lenny's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Lenny comes out and counts down.
16 days and then it's Easter. Time to start spring cleaning. Remember, don't accept candy from dust bunnies.
This has been Lenny's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical, Up with Bunnies.
We need a star.
Kathy Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian. and Mark. Live Saturday edition. We are here, of course, to take your calls about anything, though healthcare, the topic on the table at the moment. Certainly, you're welcome to share your experiences, your thoughts, talking about the concept of moving to a government-run healthcare system and why that's a horrible idea. And, of course, staying where we are is also a horrible idea as well, because this current system is awful. So 800-259-9231. Also want to invite you to our website, by the way. Lots of features there. Our webcam is one of them. You can watch, listen, and you can interact with other listeners because the chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can do those things for free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com. The cam is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, we're going to bring Howard back, listening in Portland, to our brand newest affiliate, WGAN. Howard, are you there with us?
I am, Ian and Mark. Thank you.
Okay, so before you go on, I wanted to correct a misstatement of yours, and that is that you believe that this is a free market in healthcare, and nothing could be further from the truth. Free market is a concept that suggests that you would be able to do what you want without having to beg somebody else's permission in order to do so. And any time you have a government regulation around, which essentially means that the government will take you and put you in a cage if you don't do as they say, you don't pay the extractions that they are demanding of you, and you don't jump through the hoops that they put up for you, you in no way, shape, or form have a free market, and you have an incredibly, incredibly controlled marketplace where the government actually wields the majority of the healthcare dollars that are being spent, and there are all kinds of bureaucracies that are foisting their regulations upon these doctors and these manufacturers and the healthcare providers. And it's those, you mentioned the paperwork burden. I've talked to doctors and people that work in doctors' offices before, and one of my favorite questions to ask is how much of your day do you spend doing paperwork? And even the doctors, I mean, yes, you're
all
right. The doctors have staff that's their job is 100% of their day to do paperwork. But it was surprising to me how much of the day the doctors themselves actually still spend filling out paperwork despite having staff to do that job. It's because these insurance companies, which are regulated by the state and are almost like arms of the state at this point because there are so few of them, because of the regulation, the regulatory atmosphere, the insurance companies, the government health care programs, the Medicare, the Medicaid, all of this stuff loads up these health care providers with paperwork. And that increases costs because you've got to pay for all of those of us who are cash payers, for instance.
Yeah.
We've got to pay the cost for this office full of paperwork people.
So you're saying that currently, now I'm employed, I get health insurance, my wife is employed, she gets health insurance, and you're saying that we're not currently in a free market because of these federal regulations.
Right. A free market is free, and you're not in a free market. You'd agree with that, right?
No.
Okay. Well, it's fun and easy to call capitalism and free markets the things we have today in the United States. I know a lot of people do it. It's just an inaccuracy, okay? Free markets are free, and regulated markets are regulated.
If this were a free market,
well,
I could go and offer healthcare services without having to beg anyone's permission. I can't do that.
My healthcare is provided through a negotiation with a contract with a healthcare provider. Mm-hmm. And the healthcare provider essentially, you know, proposes a contract, and the contract is approved. And if it's not approved, you know, that they're going to raise their rates to a rate that is unreasonable to my company, then, you know, we go elsewhere or we agree or we negotiate. Is that not free market?
No, that's not the free market. That's a level of freedom inside the marketplace, but that does not make it a free market.
If
I'm not a member of the AMA union, I don't get to practice medicine, right? And if I am not sanctioned by the insurance...
Oh, yes, you do get to practice medicine if you're not a member of the AMA. The AMA is not a union. It's an association. You can practice medicine if you're not a...
You can't call yourself a doctor.
Doctor doctor of osteopathy, there are not members of the AMA.
There are some. That's correct. There are some doctors, but they had to fight tooth and nail throughout the decades in order to get it. Now, let's also point out...
What about general practitioners?
Every single... GPs still exist. There used to be something called... family practitioners exist. General practitioners do not. But you're seeing that basically...
Can I be a pediatrician without being a member of the AMA?
No.
Yes.
How? How so?
You're a DO, a doctor of osteopathy, is a allopathic medicine. Homeopathic medicine are members of AMA. There are two fields of study.
Homeopathic?
They are legitimate. They are insurable. They have malpractice. You can go to them as an alternative. You do not have to go to a member of an AMA, and all people who are homeopathic or allopathic are not members of the AMA. The AMA is not a union. It is an, it's like, you know, you can join if you wish. You don't have to.
And the only way that has been beaten back up to this point is by osteopaths and chiropractors taking lawsuit after lawsuit to their door.
A doctor of osteopathy is different from a chiropractor.
I know they are. But chiropractors have been involved in those lawsuits too, right?
Of course.
Okay. So, and the other thing I'd like to point out is that the insurance company...
Tort reform is a different subject.
What's that?
Tort reform?
Yep.
Malpractice? So, that's a different subject. You're not talking about that.
I'm not. Right? I'm talking about regulations. Okay. Also, right. The insurance provider that with whom you do your negotiation exists in a market that is highly regulated so that they may not... so that it's very
that
difficult
true.
To provide insurance
state
inside
by
that
state,
market. Yep.
That is true.
So therefore you have nuns being required to carry insurance for abortions and the whole nine yards. I cannot provide insurance.
But you can't just go open an insurance company,
no,
right, Mark?
I can't. So there you have a regulated and unfree market, right?
That is true.
Now, let's not forget that the government, through its because all actions have consequences. In the past, the government had a 90% tax bracket, and the way that Americans got used to the whole your company should provide your health care as if those two things are foregone conclusions is because companies weren't, you know, above a certain wage. They, you know, you get 10 cents on the dollar. So why in the world would you work for that? So they
there
offered
is a history there. You're right.
They offered, optical care, medical care, dental care, all kinds of care. Excuse
and
me. All
in
kinds
lieu
of care.
Paying you a higher wage.
So there the government's force and violence in that particular area.
And you know,
area.
We're the only country, relatively speaking, I don't know the statistics, but in the entire world where medical care is tied to employment.
Yeah, it's weird.
Actions have consequences.
In the vast majority, especially of civilized Western countries in the EU, etc., healthcare is not tied to employment.
And those are that's a result of regulation. It's a result of control. And, of course, you've got things like the FDA. You've got things like the FDA, sir. Howard, you've got like the FDA where it costs billions upon billions of dollars just to get a pill, a treatment to the marketplace. I mean, that is...
Federal Drug Administration?
Yeah, it's an incredible it's an incredible amount of control on the market.
I don't agree with your fact that we have to pay for research for the entire world. I think
yeah, I'm not sure about that either. I think I disagree with Mark on that as well. Thanks for the call, Howard. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once all Almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic, they're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityC-Energy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinitySeaEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body.
Lose weight.
It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join the conversation here. You can bring up whatever you'd like. The number is 800-259-9231. Healthcare, though, the primary issue on the table, specifically the idea of government-run healthcare, but also how bad the current situation is. This is not a free market in healthcare in any way, shape, or form. 800-259-9231, again, is the number for you to get interactive here. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you'll find there for free. Listening options, one of the things we've got on our site, live streams, broadband and dial-up versions of the show. Plus, you can get information on how to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. We've got our webcam, 93, 94 great radio stations from coast to coast that carry the program at various different times, plus XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel. So get the details on how to get Free Talk Live into your ears at listen.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. If you're, you know, run a retail shop or you're going to a gun show or something like that, Liberty Stickers would love to do some wholesale lots for you to sell there and make some money. It's LibertyStickers.com. They can also do bumper stickers for your church or your business or your band. Small runs, just hundreds of stickers. LibertyStickers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here taking your calls, but hopefully we were able to at least get through to Anthony, to Howard in Portland, who was listening. Brand new in Portland, Maine, as of this past weekend, and hopefully got through to him that the idea that this is not a free market system, this is a corporatist system. It's a corporatist system. That means where certain people who've had the pleasure of knowing politicians who were able to assist them manage to get their businesses in, and they've created all kinds of
out.
Right, they've created all kinds of regulations.
That's what politics is, right? Politics is, always has been, always will be, rewarding your friends and punishing
your enemies. Right, and so they've managed to create this situation where their insurance company or their medical provider, their pill-making manufacturer, their company is on the ins. Yeah, they've got to put up with these regulations, and certainly I'm sure they'd prefer to not have to do that, but they also would prefer not to have competition. And that's what the regulatory environment really allows for them. The more regulations there are, the more difficult it is to enter into a business. And it's incredibly difficult to get into the health insurance business or the, you know, medical products like a pill manufacturing business because of the costs involved. If you come up with a cure of cancer using household chemicals, good luck trying to get that through the FDA's approval process.
Aspirin wouldn't even make it through the FDA's approval process. Now.
Do you have $20 billion to spare? Do you know those kind of people with that kind of money to invest? Because you're going to need a lot of money, billions upon billions of dollars, to get through the FDA's process. And that stops a lot of innovation. It stops people from, and of course, there's the patenting aspect
as well.
Don't
forget the fact that there's going to be 17 years worth of people dying while you're
testing
makes it through the process.
If it makes it through. And
yeah, if it gives nosebleeds while it cures cancer, probably will never go through.
So again, there's all kinds of regulations, and of course, regulations protect the existing businesses from upstarts and new competition with new, fresh ideas, bringing new ideas and innovation into the marketplace. No, instead, you're stuck with the same old three health insurance providers or the handful of medical, pill manufacturers out there that have been in it for a long time, and they're going to be in it forever because they're grandfathered in, essentially.
Yeah, they can afford all of those regulations. It's the new guy that can't afford
it. So it's a corporatist system. Just want to make that clear.
The system as it is structured is made so that big businesses succeed and small businesses fail.
Right. Let's continue here, and you can bring up anything as well. I'll talk to Dave, listening to KGOE on the West Coast in Eureka. Hello, Dave.
Hey, well, may I say that I think so far several people listening to your program may be ending up severely misinformed. I don't know that that's your intention to do that, but I'd like to try to clarify a couple of points if
Please.
I might.
Go ahead.
People go into the medical profession for all different kinds of motives. Many really want to try to help other people and want to get skillful at doing that. Others are hoping that they'll be able to do plastic surgery in Beverly Hills and whatnot, but for sure, right now, what we're learning with our insurance companies is that they want to take in as much money as they possibly can and pay out as little as they can possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they want not to treat you if they can avoid it, and they want to take as much money from you as they can possibly get. And that, more and more, is what we're facing here in the United States. Now, there are other countries all over the world. Some of them provide excellent medical care, including even our poor little socialist neighbors here in Cuba. They all have good medical care.
You know, I've heard that, but there was there was some kind of news story back in the mid-90s where Cuba had sent out some kind of memorandum to its people, some kind of news blurb or whatever, to eat eggshells because they're good for you as far as calcium goes. For one thing, that calcium isn't assimilable. But the other thing is, I mean, God, that's your medical care?
No, sir, that is not. I understand right now it's the universities that teach medicine in Cuba are ranked among the best in the world, and they don't prescribe eating eggshells to treat any kind of condition that I know of.
I heard the story. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, they're providing doctors to the poorest little countries in the world. If you get to see a doctor and you're in Chad or in Madagascar or something like that, it's probably a doctor that's being provided to you by Cuba. And those are not people that are in the business to hope to get rich. They are there because
I suspect their doctors are probably, as a relative to their economy, they're probably pretty wealthy. Wouldn't you guess?
Oh, I imagine relative to their economy. But I think if you went into it, you're entitled to a decent living.
I agree.
I don't think you should be hoping to make $6 million a year.
I hope everybody in business makes a bundle of money. That means what they're doing is they're providing a good or a service to people who want it, and they must be doing such a good job that people are coming back and people are referring their friends.
You know what? I share your concerns, Dave, about the insurance companies screwing people over and trying not to pay. However, one of the reasons why we have that situation is because it's impossible to start a new insurance company that can behave differently. It's very difficult to enter into that industry and provide real competition. In many cases, the government regulations have shoved insurance providers out of the marketplace.
That's the reality we need to see. We need to see clearly that we are dealing with insurance companies that are out to rip us off and give us as little treatment as they possibly can do, and to take as much money from us as they can. And that's,
you know,
what
would it be nice
about
if we didn't actually need insurance companies?
No, we don't need insurance companies. I don't think that we do. And
I don't think that we would in the absence of this incredibly regulated situation. And thanks for the call, by the way. We've got some phone issues there. But in the absence of this incredibly regulated situation, which has driven the cost of health care up. Mark, you mentioned briefly earlier the cost of having a baby in a hospital 50 years ago versus today, and how it's so much more expensive today, even after you adjust for inflation. That's because the government, the federal and the state governments, have gotten very, very involved in healthcare in the meantime, and have just all of their regulations have driven these costs through the roof. And there, essentially, is these government regulations driving costs up that has made insurance a much more viable option, or it seems to be a much more viable option for people because of the insane cost of these healthcare things. If you could just go and get treatment and pay cash and pay a cheap price like we do for so many other products, like you buy a computer, for instance, those things don't cost very much money. They're very technologically advanced. And one of the reasons for that is because you don't have the Office of Software approving every piece of software. You don't have the government hardware approval office checking on every single piece of hardware that has ever been released for the computer business. People can just innovate, and they can create, and they can open up new companies and sell computer parts and make new computer parts without having to beg anyone's permission to do so.
Yeah, I'm looking at a list of fees from a hospital from 1952. It's one of the finest hospitals in the West Coast, the Santa Monica Hospital, and the cost of wards starting at $14. Semi-private, $16. Private rooms, $19. Deluxe private, $23. If you go ahead and extrapolate that out into today's dollars, it'd be $244 for the top room.
As opposed to $2,500, which is what it might cost you.
Yeah.
Or more. 800-259-9231.
Oh, I'm sorry. It would be almost $400 for the top row.
1-800-259-9231. And that's because of inflation, not anything else, right?
That's right.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Join United States Marine Iraq Veterans Against the War activist, former radio show host, and New Mexico's congressional candidate, Adam Kokesh, as he goes to Washington to take that hill. Kokesh takes his successful radio show to mainstream television on Russia Today. Adam versus the Man premieres April the 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Adam Kokesh is the man who gives the millennial generation a voice. That's you. Get the information needed to be empowered with Semper Fi.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives, to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, coming up here tonight, you, if you are a parent, you will have the chance to win a VeggieTales DVD. We're doing a giveaway, Mark, and the DVD is called "Twas the Night Before Easter."
That's correct.
Yeah, there's this big countdown thing going on. They're counting down the days to the Easter holiday, and
the veggies are very excited about it.
How long are we giving away these? Is this tonight the last night, or we got them all next week, or
we got them for a while?
Okay, so if you don't win tonight, it won't be your last chance. In fact, we're going to give you two chances tonight. There's going to be an on-air chance, and there's going to be an off-air chance on our Facebook page.
Yeah, so if you don't win tonight with the call-in, you can always go like our page at facebook.freetalklive.com, and you'll have the opportunity to win the second one this evening.
Right. So we'll tell you more about that when we do the giveaway, which is not happening right now, so stay tuned for that. But the Facebook page, you can go to that, like that sooner rather than later, because you're doing that giveaway after the show sometime tonight, Mark? Is that right?
So the time
sometime this weekend?
9 and midnight this evening.
Okay, so yes. So go to facebook.freetalklive.com and click the like button at the top.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win. And if you don't know how to move the court, how to get evidence, how to make make motions and write things to the court, you're not going to just wander in off the street on the day of court and win. That's just not how it works. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It works in state and federal courts. Jurisdictionary.com.
So before we continue with your phone calls, we're talking about health care, government-run health care, and why it's a terrible idea. And there are people that will jump to a conclusion when they hear us talking about these things. Maybe they're just tuning in. They haven't heard the entirety of the conversation. People will jump to the conclusion that, well, if you don't like government-run health care, then you must love the current system. You must be defending the current system of insurance companies and da-da-da-da-da. No! No! The current system is awful. And insurance companies, they suck! There are only a handful of them in any given state, from what I can tell. I looked into this a couple years ago. I looked into buying health insurance, and basically there were like two options.
Yeah. And the reason it's so expensive is because of government intervention of the marketplace in the first place.
Well, and John Stossel made a great point. He did a special back when he was with ABC News about healthcare. And one of the points he made is that these insurance companies actually drive the cost of healthcare up as well, because having the insurance company, using an insurance company, means that the individual isn't checking things. The individual is no longer interested in getting a price. So, like, yeah. If you need some sort of treatment and you've got insurance, you just waltz right into whoever's open and you just take whatever deal that's on the table.
I'll tell you,
when
I went to the hospital with my wife and she was having the baby and I asked the person who was giving us some kind of test how much the test cost, they had no idea. They didn't have the foggiest idea. As a matter of fact,
no one ever asked.
They decided, since it was an issue of price, that they would give us a more expensive test to test whether or not we need the less expensive test, because they didn't know what the prices were. So it's absolute insanity when you have people offering services that don't know the rates.
Yeah, so we don't all need health insurance like the government would have you believe. Well, everyone needs health insurance. Look at all these Americans who are uninsured. No, what we need is a free market in health care, so the prices can come down, so innovation can happen, so anybody can walk into any cash doctor or walk-in clinic and afford and be able to afford these whatever provisions or pills or treatments that are necessary on the average McDonald's budget. I mean, the average McDonald's workers' budget. I mean, these things would be possible in a true free market environment, but we're not even close to that happening. And nobody in Washington, D.C. is going to promote or suggest at any point that the government get out of regulating health care. That will never be a suggestion. No Democrat, no Republican will make that suggestion. Maybe Ron Paul, but aside from him, for the most part, you are not going to hear that solution coming out of Washington, D.C. Let's continue with your calls here. And so please, let's make it clear. Free Talk Live. No fans of the current system. No fans of insurance companies, okay? Let's continue, though, and certainly not a fan of the government and force and coercion. Bobby, listening to KGOE in Eureka, California. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello there.
Hey there.
Hey, I'm you've talked so much since I've been on the phone about things. I'm like, where I wanted to go seems fruitless here.
Go there anyway.
Well, mine was that because I was only arguing because of the system where we live in. You have to swim in the pool that you're allocated. So
that much is true.
You know, and since I have to swim in this pool, I have pre-existing conditions. Asthma I was born with. I had testicular cancer, which was no fault of my own. And because of these pre-existing conditions, nobody insures me or wants to take my insurance money, even if I wanted to pay them. And the ones that do are so outrageously expensive. In 3 years, I can save enough money to pay a $100,000 hospital bill.
Yeah, you could. They have these healthcare accounts that the government will let you fund pre-tax dollars. That's what I have. Health savings accounts. That's what I have. I can't afford healthcare either.
You know, I'd save my money. Instead of giving it to an insurance company,
absolutely.
And if I can go 3 to 5 years without any major event, I've come out ahead.
That's the smart thing to do, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I know that. That's what I'm doing. But I don't see. I can't be 100% behind your assumption that just because a free market would be in, that all prices would go down. That's not really proven. I mean, until we have a real free market system to see if that would work,
let's
you
get
can't
a more
make assumptions thing. Without facts and evidence.
Well, you're not going to get a free market system by advocating for a socialized one, right? Like, you can't
advocate for more. I understand that, but the reason we have regulations, as far as I understand it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is back when in the ancient days, 1900, 1901, mm-hmm. plus minus, you had people who were giving out medicines that were killing people. You had people who had no doctor's education being doctors. You had things going on where unscrupulous people, greedy people, people who had no ethos whatsoever
were getting
in this. And so how do you regulate that?
Right, that's a legitimate concern. I totally understand where you're coming from. However, you still have those things happening today. I'd just like to point that out. There are plenty of snake oil salesmen out there right now. Aside from that point, the idea that you need to have a monopoly out there to control these things is false. What you can have in a free market is third-party certification. You can have companies or organizations or private groups that are, it's their job to check out other companies, to check out products and services that are on the marketplace and to certify them, much in the way that Underwriters Laboratories works today. Are you familiar with them?
Consumer Reports.
Yes, I am.
People who aren't, Underwriters Laboratories, go ahead, go to your kitchen, flip over your toaster, or turn over, you know, look in the back of the microwave, and you'll see the UL logo. UL stands for Underwriters Laboratories, and they are one of a number of different certifiers whose job it is to check, and they're not a government organization, it's their job to check products that are going to be offered for purchase in the marketplace and to give them their stamp of approval, or to not approve them, and to send them back to the manufacturer and say, hey, try again. This thing, you know, this toaster is dangerous. It's subject to electrical shocks or something like that. And so they do a great job of doing this, and they do it all without the government, and they help keep products safer, and they raise the quality bar for all of the industry out there. And you would have similar things like that. Consumer Reports does the pill book, so they're kind of doing something like that already.
The drug book.
Yeah. The drug
but
book,
do you
yeah.
believe? Do you really truly believe that a total free market system, laissez-faire in its classical form, would be able to have medical where people who are on your McDonald's salary, as you said, would be able to get a quality, at least moderate quality health care?
I do think that people who would be on lower salaries, for one, you wouldn't be taking 50% of their salary in taxes, be it federal, state, sales, property tax, and all those other things. They'd have a lot more money.
I understand that too. But then again, with corporations who own these, like McDonald's, their thing would be to pay the lowest price, and you know you wouldn't have a minimum wage. They might be only making $3 an hour or $2.50 an hour.
Corporations are constructs of the government and can only exist in a not unfree market. Corporations protect people from actions that they should be liable for.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He did have a question. We'll
rich
come back.
People are always going to get better service in everything than poor people.
Right, and he did have another question about, you know, will prices actually come down in the marketplace? Let's address that in a little more detail in moments. Hour number three is next, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.